Hello and welcome back to How to Be a Healer. This week, the episode is all about how to become a tarot reader. So if you've ever been curious about tarot or becoming a reader or just developing your skills with tarot, this is going to be really helpful for you. I got to interview the incredible Laura Phillips of The Barley Moon, as she's known online, The Barley Moon online. Oh, why am I saying that twice? I don't know. I'm still figuring out these how to do this. I'm so grateful for her for giving up her time to speak to me, and she's such a fountain of knowledge. She's a tarot reader, she's an artist, and she gives really helpful practical tools and tips and a bunch of recommendations, which will all be in the show notes for everyone to follow. And you can also reach out to her and I'll give you all her information, and just enjoy. What I want to ask you to begin with is, how, if you were meeting someone, you're like, this is what I do, how do you describe what you do?
Well, I now finally have like stepped into what it is I have been wanting to do for a really long time. And now I've noticed that I do say straight off, I'm a spiritual artist and tarot reader.
Yes.
Because I wasn't for a while. I was like, oh, I'm a primary school teacher, but I'm on career break and I'm trying to do something with my art. That was how I was introducing myself. And I'm like, no, this is what I want to do. And I'm manifesting this into my reality. So,
yes. Oh, my God. I'm so with you on that. It's just like owning it.
Yes, exactly. And I kind of had that revelation, I think, at the start of this year. I was like, no, you just got to like, you got to put both feet in now, not like keep a toe in the kind of, you know, teaching side of things. Like, it's now just go all in. So
yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I love that. And so if what I was gonna say was, what initially, like, where did your kind of connection to tarot begin? Like, have you, or like, was your family into this, or are you like, this was a personal thing that you found, and how, yeah, where did it, like, what age were you when you first were like, oh, I'm kind of drawn to this stuff?
When we were children, we did used to often find ourselves in sort of what we would call the hippie shops in Wales, because we'd go to what we have a family home, like a holiday home there that we'd go to a lot. And I just remember as a child just like loving those places and just being like, feeling really like calm, and like all the crystals and the smell of like the incense and stuff, just being really like, it felt like home.
Yeah.
And so I was always drawn to that kind of mystical kind of thing as well, like, you know, like dragons and, you know, wizards and things. I just loved all that. So I've always like been drawn into that kind of area. But I think with tarot, I actually was really skeptical about tarot.
Really?
As I grew up, yeah, because I think I fell into that kind of trap of, like, you know, the mainstream, kind of how people put it out to the mainstream, and it's kind of maybe a bit dark and it's preying on vulnerable people, and, you know, there's people trying to say they can read the future and all this kind of stuff. And I sort of took all that in as though that was like the reality of it, and it really isn't.
Yeah.
So it was when I was going through what I would call my dark night of the soul. So this is like end of 2019, because my marriage was falling apart, like came to an end then, really, into 2020. And although at the time, like, that was like a really traumatic thing to go through, because it wasn't what I was imagining was going to happen. Although really, really, really glad it happened now, because like so much happier and everything is so much better now. But like, I did feel like I was in such a dark place, and like really, so like, just everything was just so like, I felt like everything was ending, that I felt like I had nothing really to lose. And I got this really like strong kind of compulsion. I had to go and see a clairvoyant, and I had thought about doing it every so often over the years. And I think it's because, you know, maybe I was picking up on stuff going on in my marriage, and I kind of wanted to maybe have another insight, but I just kind of didn't dare do it. And then at that point, I was like, no, like, I've nothing left to lose. I don't even care. Like, if it is some sort of dark art, I'm just going to go. And I went to see a clairvoyant in a completely different county. I live in Ireland, so a completely different county to where I'm living. So she wouldn't have known anything about me, nothing about what was going on, anything. And she just completely blew me away. Like, the whole experience was like, and that's another podcast in itself, like, it's incredible. And at the end of it, like, she took out tarot cards, and I would always have known, like, you know, the tarot cards, we all would know the images of, like, the Rider-Waite tarot card, like the traditional tarot cards. I knew, you know, I would recognize those as tarot cards. But she brought out this deck, which were like these really beautiful, like, illustrations. And being an artist myself, was just really drawn to the artwork. And yeah, I was just like fascinated, and also had a completely different experience to what I thought I was going to have with the tarot cards, and found it so hopeful. And it really kind of, what she did was get me to really like listen to what I was thinking inside and what I was feeling inside, and like actually tune in to what I already knew. And it was almost like it tied everything together that she'd kind of gone through and said, like, prior to the cards, that it just, it lifted a massive weight off me and made me feel like there was hope again and light. And it was just incredible. And so I came away from that completely obsessed, to be honest, with tarot cards. Yeah. So yeah, that's how I like got into them. So to actually read them myself, I started looking up tarot readers on YouTube and did get quite addicted. There was one or two that really resonated with me. There's a girl called Emily who on Instagram, she's Sacred Space Readings. I just found like any of the messages she was giving out, collective messages, but they just really like fit what was going on for me, like, as in, like, helped me to like make sense of what was going on for me, or it whatever it was that she was saying, like, because it resonated with me, actually got me to sit and think a bit more about what I was feeling. So I just found like that I ended up, like, I just wanted to, like, every day I wanted to watch one of her videos. But it got me through like a really tough time, and then I realized, because she has so many different decks as well, and the other ones I was watching, so many decks, I was like, there's obviously like loads available, and like oracle cards and things like that. Yeah. And I just had never really known that you could get all these different types of decks. So then I just was like, right, I'm gonna buy a deck for myself. So I bought the Wild Unknown tarot, which is my very, very first one. And yeah, I just started messing around with it and trying it for myself, and yeah, just couldn't believe what was happening. It was just amazing.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for telling us all that. That is, that, just for being so honest about it. And like, I just love, it was your intuition, it was kept being like, go here, and like just trusting that that inner voice or that inner drawing towards the tarot.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's confirmed, you're right, it is, all of this stuff is like, it's just confirming what you already knew in you. Yeah. And oh my gosh, that's just incredible.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. And then when I started like using the cards myself, I was just like, okay, every, because I would do a daily reading for myself then, and it really helped me. And but it, I couldn't believe how accurate it was every day. Like, it would just completely, like, I don't know, even know how to describe it, because it is just mind-blowing, and it happens every time, and I'm still mind-blown by it even these years later. And it's just, I'd be able to really calm my thoughts and see more kind of clarity in a situation or a feeling that I was going through that day, or if I was sort of catastrophizing about what was going to happen.
Yeah,
it would really calm me right down, and I'd be able to like finally see, okay, no, this is fine, and I can see this and I can see that, and I know what I'm feeling, and I, you know, I trust like the answer that I have. And yeah, just a really good tool for like self, like, care and stuff as well, actually, because it's really kind of connecting you back to yourself.
Absolutely. It sounds like also just such good clarity, just to like, and guidance. And like, I, the reason why I wanted to put these, like, get all the kind of healers together on a podcast, is because I think just like how it helped you, I would love it like to help people who have maybe tried like traditional routes or like routes they thought they should be doing, and like they should, and it's not really working for them, or they're hitting a wall, or they're not getting where they want to in life. And if they're called to tarot, or they have that kind of feeling, but maybe no one they know does this, or they're in a, like a completely different like work environment, or their family's always like made fun of it or something like that.
Yeah,
I just really want to give people like permission to go, like, you're just a great example of someone who's just gone, actually, I'm just going to try this out.
Yeah. And I didn't know, like, none of my friends, like, in my friendship circle were doing this at all either.
Really?
No one was, I don't think anyone was surprised that I was getting into it, because I have always been, you know, like I said, drawn to that kind of idea. Like, I like my kind of, I suppose, hippie stuff. Like, I like that anyway, and I'm quite arty.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I was the only one doing it. And I have to say, like, you know, there is a lot, like, society puts this sort of idea around tarot and those kind of, like, practices.
Yeah.
And you can end up feeling almost ashamed of it, even though you shouldn't. If you see what I mean? Like, you can kind of be a bit, like, scared of, like, admitting that you read tarot cards. And I'm just like, now I'm like, no, like, that needs to be, like, I want to help break that down, because, you know, I think it's such an amazing tool that people could access, especially, like you said, like, somebody might be trying something else, it's just really not working, and this could be something that completely changes their life, or it changed my life anyway, so.
My God, I'm so glad you said that, because I feel like no one really talks about the kind of shadow side of, like, being a bit ashamed of being into things like this.
Yeah.
And working through those blocks and being like, it took me ages to say that I was into Reiki, because I couldn't even say the word. I'd just be like, I don't know, I just dance around it. Or I used to and do astrology as well, and I was like, I just couldn't say the words, and I really had to sit down and be like, what is that about? And it was that mainstream, like, marketing about, like, let's just roll out Mystic Meg and everyone's gonna laugh at her, and, like, again, yeah, exactly, the future predictions, and, like, which is just nonsense. I've never had that, and I wouldn't ever trust anyone who promoted that kind of, like, that thinking. I've never had any kind of experience other than positive ones from, like, tarot readers or healers or, like, or psychics as well. I'm so pleased you said that, because sometimes I see people online or doing really well, or I hear them on podcasts, and there are just really amazing healers who are really confident, and I think I want to be that confident, but I'm not quite there yet.
I know what you mean, because I think especially maybe I think last year I was struggling with sort of being really open with people I didn't know that well, that I was into all of this, and I've got more and more into astrology as well over the last year, and I find that just incredible. Like, you know, like the Saturn Returns podcast, like, I discovered that. My sister told me about Kagi's podcast. I think it was just towards, well, I think she'd started doing season two when I came into it. And I remember just binging on season one.
Yes, I'm obsessed with that podcast.
Something like, or I know, like, I binged a number of episodes that were already available. So I was definitely, like, in the, when she kind of had just started, but I got into it, like, just after she started. And I was just like, oh my God, this is just amazing. And it's like, I think as well, finding other like-minded individuals is like, that can, like, be so huge as well, because I've got more and more confident in just being like, I'm not ashamed of it at all. It's just that I was, like, scared of being judged, I think.
Yeah.
And I didn't want people to be like, you know, oh, that weirdo. But, like, that all comes from my own stuff, because, like, you know, at school I was bullied and I was called a weirdo. So I think it was more like I just kind of was afraid of going back into that, you know, again, where I'd be, like, labelled as something. But, like, now I'm like, I'm proud now just to say what I believe in. And I believe what I believe, because from my perspective, it's true and it works. And it's like,
yes, absolutely.
So, the same with me, like, I've done Reiki as well. And, like, again, like, when I first trained in it, I was a bit like, oh, how do I explain this to people? And like, I'd be trying to like skirt around the subject. Now I'm just like, no, just say it as it is. Like,
yeah, totally. Because I think the people who are curious and meant to be into it will be like, oh, cool, tell me more.
Yeah.
And then the people who it's not for them will just be like, okay. And like, that's fine.
Yeah. And then not ask you about it again.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks. Yeah. It's, you're right. It's just like, why do I need to just like play it really small and just, yeah, just you're right, it's just your own stuff. I was the same. I was like, this is my stuff, and I just need to step into your power a bit more and be like, this is a real gift, and like you can help, like you can really help people with these tools. Like, and you're completely right, especially I was going to ask you with tarot, if someone was really interested and they were like, how would I become a tarot reader, what advice would you give to kind of someone who just to get started in that kind of
world? So I suppose just going back to my own story, like, you know, I got that the Wild Unknown tarot deck, and I think that is a good one to start with as well, if anyone wants to kind of have a recommendation of a tarot deck to start with, because it comes with a really clear guidebook that isn't sort of bogged down too much with like meaning. It's that, you know, it's one succinct like kind of page, like it's not like pages for each card, and the illustrations are just lovely and simple, but there's nice little pieces in it that you kind of find your eye drawn to that, you know, enhance what the meaning of the card. And so I would recommend getting, you know, a deck like that rather than like maybe going straight in with the kind of traditional Rider Waite, because I just think you have something that's a little bit more simple and has like a good little guidebook with it that is you can just kind of take on board, then it's not too overwhelming. And then the other thing that I did was I joined something called Biddy Tarot. So you'll have the link in the show notes. So it's like a community. I think the girl that started it is Australian, and it's like a community where you can join to learn about tarot, but also practice for like free, give free readings to other Biddy Tarot members. And they've got like courses, but she also like there's free, like if you pay to be a member, there's like free workbooks and spreads and like loads of like information that you can kind of just go through at your own pace. So that was really good. Now obviously it's something you have to pay for to be involved, so I only did it for a number of months, and then I came out of it when I felt like I got, you know, what I needed,
right?
And learned what I needed to do, like learn, you know, what I needed. And like I did find out it really built my confidence in giving readings, because I wanted to give readings for other people to help other people. But if someone was just wanting to learn for themselves, then, you know, it's great, like, to you get all the kind of the spreads and things that you can use and things like that. So that's a good one to explore looking into. And I think sometimes they do like offers, and, you know, you can do like maybe 2 months or, you know, whatever, a reduced cost or things like that. If people just looked at the site, they might find something going on that they can avail of. But
amazing. Yeah,
so that's a really good place to start. And I suppose like YouTube, watching YouTube tarot readers, there's one called Baba Jolie, who I just love watching. She was recommended to me. Like, even just, watching other tarot readers, you can learn quite a lot just from watching how they interpret the cards and things like that. So, yeah, that's where I would recommend people started.
That's so great. And do you recommend people pick tarot card or oracle cards? Or do you think just go with what you're kind of drawn to?
I mean, I suppose like if I go into a shop that sells them, I would look at them, and one of them is going to be one that I'm really like, okay, I really love the artwork or something. Something that really like draw me to it. So, you know, that can be a good way like to actually go to a shop where you can actually like look at them and choose between them. But you know, or like if you do watch like YouTube videos of like tarot readers, you might see a deck that they're using. You're just like, oh my God, I want that. Because I love the Lightseer's Tarot by Chris Ann. I got that. Yeah, it's a nice, really, it's really beautiful. Like, the artwork's gorgeous. And it's very similar to the style I draw in, actually. I think that's why I was drawn to it. The same with the Wild Unknown. It's really similar, like pen and ink and a bit of color on it, kind of drawings. So I think I can end up being drawn to ones that are similar to my art style. But I saw a few tarot readers using the Light Seer's tarot, and I was just like, I have to get that. So I had such like this wish list of tarot decks as well, and I think I've pretty much got all the ones that I have had my eye on, you know, for a while now. I've got a lot of decks now.
Oh, that's so good. I've got the Starseed Oracle,
yes,
by Rebecca Campbell and Danielle Knoll. Yeah, I love that. I was just exactly what you said. I saw it and my body was like, oh, I want that one.
Yeah.
Because I did get the Rider-Waite one, and it was I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know what, it was beautiful and really obviously like, you know, foundational, you know, good to know. But I was a bit like, oh my goodness, I feel like I have to memorize like 78, you know, messages. And I was like, oh God.
Yeah. And that's the thing as well. Like I went through a bit of a phase as well at first where it's like, oh God, I have to learn all of these cards. And I remember when I first started, especially when I wanted to start giving readings to friends and just kind of try it out and then build up to maybe getting clients, I was like really conscious. I was like, oh, I need to know all the meanings and like what everything means inside out. So I started like doing like study notes, and like, it's almost like I put myself back in school. But like, I was like, after a while, I was like, okay, this is just ridiculous, because it wasn't going in and it was making me start to not really want to engage in it, because I was becoming a bit too overwhelmed and that was becoming my focus. And I can't remember why I realized that it was just better for me to read intuitively, or if there was, it might have been a reader did meant, like I was watching maybe a YouTube reader who said, like, you know, just read intuitively, don't get so bogged down by meanings. I think it was someone who was giving advice on tarot, I think. But it really made me go, well, yeah, because that's what I had been doing. And like, I'd been getting these amazing results. I mean, I even had like skeptical friends who I did readings for, because they were just like, oh yeah, go on, you know, but they were skeptics.
Yeah.
Be completely like, whoa, like how did you even pick up on that? Like that isn't even something I've shared with you or shared with anybody. Like that comments coming back. So, and I'd been reading intuitively. So I was like, well, yeah, like that was working for me and I was enjoying it and I wasn't getting too overwhelmed by it. So my other tip would be to anyone who wants to get into tarot is like, don't feel like you've got to go and learn like all 78 like cards off by heart and know exactly what they mean inside out. You really don't, because when you have a deck in front of you, you know, if you're looking at the card, you're going to get that sense of what that card means through the imagery on the card anyway, and you are going to get it right. Like I do check sometimes to be sure, and I'm always right. Like I've always interpreted it exactly, you know, perfectly how it's meant to be interpreted. But I find as well, if you're reading intuitively, you're not being so restricted by the guidebook or by what it's meant to mean, because you're seeing possibly other images within it that, you know, it depends as well. Like it might be like one particular day I'm in whatever kind of mood and I'm doing a reading for myself, kind of to help myself, and a certain card will come out and I'll read it one way one day, but then another day I might read it a completely different way. It'll still be within the same meaning, but what I mean is I'll focus on something different in the card that gives a bit more depth to what, you know, it's telling me. So that's what I love as well about reading intuitively, because you will see different things each time and it will be within the same kind of theme, but like you'll pick up on something that might just get a little bit deeper into what it is you're actually, you know, telling the person or you're telling yourself.
I think that's such helpful. That's such a helpful tip, because it's built. You're right. It's building your trust with yourself and your intuition and your confidence, so that you can, it's like offer it to your friends and like just be like, following your intuition and building on that. Like I am doing this is like a legit thing that is working and helping people. You know, feel supported or less alone or whatever. I think you're great. You're right, because sometimes you do refer, I don't know what it is, I suppose it's just conditioning, you just refer back to like the authority guidebook and you're like, I should be doing this. And like,
yeah,
you're saying you tried that and your body was like, eh, like,
yeah,
drying up almost, of like,
yeah,
losing your edge with it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it really is important to definitely tune into what, how you want to do it, basically. And like, I mean, another good book, if people do want to just have something that they can just go and reference as well, just, you know, for some people maybe it is quite comforting just to go and double check afterwards, but like, sure, trust your own interpretation as well. But the wild card, just called Wild Card, Let the Tarot Tell Your Story, it's Jen Cowie and Fiona Lensveld, I think I'm saying their names right, but they are they're on Instagram as Litwitcher. So I've sent you the for the show.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm gonna share the
that is a really good book, because it's actually really, like, the way they've written it is really fun as well. So it's not like a big serious kind of like tarot book. It's kind of really easy to read, and it's like chatting to a friend and like discussing each card with a friend. So it's nice. And they've done every single card, and you can go and like find the page you need, and then like just read a bit more about that card. So that can be nice, just if you want to like dip in and out, or
yeah,
there's a particular card where you just like just do want to like know a little bit more about it or whatever, for whatever reason. So that's a good book to get hold of if you're getting into tarot.
Thank you, that's really great. I was going to ask you actually if you've got any recommendations of like any more books or teachers or even like shops online that people could go to kind of start their journey with this.
I've recently become aware of a girl called on Instagram, which I might send you this because I forgot to put this in the notes, but like she's called Pips Card Tarot. So it's at Pips Card Tarot on Instagram, and she does a lot with kind of tarot spreads, but like an intuitive reading. Now I've only just recently discovered her, so I don't really know her that well, but she's got a book that she's releasing. It's like a spread, I think it's a tarot spread for every day of the year, so that would be a good one for people getting into tarot, just for reading for themselves. So yeah, I'll send you a few more notes about that, but that's someone that I've just become aware of that would be good for people to look up. Then obviously the book, the wild card book, and yeah, just finding tarot readers online, like Baba Jolie is a good one. I can send you a link for her.
Yeah,
just watching other people really, and then just for like getting your own tarot decks, like I said, just to go with what your eye is drawn to. I mean, if you just type in tarot decks into, you know, one of the big kind of main kind of bookseller sites, then you're gonna find like there's plenty available. The only thing I would also say is to be really careful you don't end up with someone who has scammed and like ripped off a tarot deck, because I know a lot of the big ones like the Lightseers Tarot, she's put up posts before where that's happened. So just make sure if you're getting a tarot deck, it's got like the proper guidebook inside it. It wouldn't come as an ebook attached or anything like that, and it's like in the proper kind of box. But yeah, like they're usually around, I think, I think most decks would I'm coming from Irish prices, so I don't know if I might be a little bit cheaper in the UK, but it's around €28 for me, and upwards to buy a deck. But yeah, like I just would advise people to go with what their eye is drawn to, what they feel like they really would connect with. It's really important that you can connect with the deck you're using.
That's such a good advice.
Yeah.
Oh. And I was going to say, we sort of vaguely touched on it a bit, but when you're getting into this, like any kind of healing modality, I think you're so right. You need that community to go to, because if you don't know anyone or like you don't feel comfortable maybe talking to people about it yet. But I guess you said the Biddy Tarot, but it was I just think if having either an in-person people you can go to or like online community, just so people can be like, I'm into this too, and like give sort of support to each other or like encourage each other? Because if someone was like, oh, I want to set up my own tarot business, and like, I think it'd be really useful for them to go to a community or a website or something, or I guess you could go to all the people you've mentioned on Instagram as well and just like, get some advice.
Yeah, and like I would definitely be open for people to come to me. I mean, it is something that's in my mind to like set up a kind of community.
Amazing.
Yeah, like I think as well, because I've only just like, this is my first year on career break, like out of teaching, and like prior to this, I just never would have. I've got like children as well, like two of my own children and three stepchildren, so it's quite busy. Mm-hmm. And this year it was like I really finally have like found I've got time to start pulling together all the ideas I've had buzzing around my head for like the last couple of years since I got into all this. But to set up like a community is one of the things I do have in my mind, and like it's just a bit for me as well. It's like that Peter was saying earlier about sort of having the confidence to just like start to be like, no, this is me, and I am spiritual artist and tarot reader. So because I'm stepping into that now, I feel like I'm getting closer to being confident to just set this up. And I would love to do that, to like help other people discover tarot and how to like, you know, how to use it. Like I do a lot of tarot journaling as well for myself. And that's something I really would like to like put out there to like, as a, like to help people get into it, because it's so good for like, if I'm feeling a little bit kind of worried about anything, I just go and do that, and I feel so much better afterwards. Because again, the card that always comes out that I start journaling over is like always so appropriate, and it really does help me sort of thoughts out. So yeah, like, but in the meantime, while I haven't got something sort of concrete set up, like people, I really love getting like DMs of people on Instagram, and I Instagram being my main place that people can kind of find me.
Yes. And like, yeah, so if people want to get in touch with you, I mean, I'm going to put all of this in the show notes, but how would people reach out to you?
Well, I have a website as well, but that's more focused on my artwork, to be honest. That's the barleymoon.ie. But mainly it's Instagram where I would, like, especially for my tarot, I do like daily message every day. I've started doing a weekly kind of energy reading video and things like that. So if people want to connect with me on there, it's at the Barley Moon. There are a lot of people trying to fake my page. So it's really important that people know that I have no numbers, no hyphens, no full stops, nothing in my name. It's the Barley Moon. And if they come to find me there, then just like DM me. Like I love getting like messages off people and just kind of communicate, like connecting that way.
Yeah.
And I'll help anyone who's wanting to start, get into it. And then, like I said, I'd like to get myself sorted to have some form of a community, maybe do like lives or, you know, little kind of circles where, you know, like in a kind of live Instagram where we can like meet up in a little circle and like kind of do tarot readings together, or like people can learn, or just the chat about tarot, like anything to like help people get into it. That's what I'd love to do, but I just haven't quite got to that point yet. But definitely contact me, DM me.
Oh my gosh, well, I would 100% join that, because I find loads of people, but I find them more in America, so I'm like, there's no one around me that I can just meet up with. And I think I tried to join a psychic circle to like develop skills, but it was like it was 2 hours away from me, so I was like, oh, I'll just not do that then. So I think you're really spot, like there's a kind of there's a real need for this. Like everyone I speak to is like a lot of girls I speak to love this and are so interested, and I think if they did have a kind of community or a platform where they could come and like just like ask some questions and not feel stupid. I don't want anyone to feel like any question is too like ridiculous, because I just think, you know, ask like whatever you need, and no one's going to judge you or be like, no, you don't know that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm still learning, and I'm still learning or trying to like work out how it all works and how I'm even doing it. And like, you know, I'm really fascinated by that as well. And you know, I studied psychology for my
Oh, wow. An
undergrad degree when I was at Durham before I went on to do teaching. And I just am fascinated by the brain and how the brain works and how we're all connected. And I'm really interested in the idea of a collective conscious. And like, I do listen to an awful lot of like sciencey podcasts, like exploring all of that. And I just feel, because I'm trying to work out how is it that I'm doing it, like when I give a reading for somebody else, because I always get it so spot on, and I've never had anybody say, look, that didn't, you know, make any sense to me. Like, everyone has always been like, oh my god, like, thank you so much, it's given me so much clarity or so much guidance. So I was like, you know, how is it that I'm even like doing this? And then I kind of was thinking as well about the fact that I do Reiki, and it's like connecting with energy.
Yeah.
And so I truly, like, I'm a believer in the idea that we are all connected, and it's like tapping, I'm like tapping in, obviously with permission, of course. I would never read for anyone unless I had their permission, but like tapping into their current energy. And that's how I'm almost then channeling that through myself and into the cards. And that's how I'm ending up with these messages that completely resonate with that person. Mm. But it's like, I'm still like learning all this. I'm still like trying to, you know, I want to make sense of it all. So it's like, it's really cool. Like, it would be great to be in a group of people where we can like talk about that as well. Like,
yeah,
our ideas of like how this is like, you know, working. So yeah, it's definitely something that I'd love to like connect with more people, especially, you know, people who are quite keen to like have just like loads of discussions around it and like explore it in different ways, rather than it being like too, like, you know, some groups might feel like a little bit like, oh, I they're all like real academic about it, and I don't really, you know,
yes,
have that, you know.
Yes.
Like, so it's more like a nice, like, almost like just, just having like a nice chat and like just going with the flow and like seeing where the conversation goes and like seeing what we could like what we'd learn from it, kind of thing.
Totally. And you know, when you feel safe, you just feel like you're more receptive and you can like talk about things, you kind of connect certain parts of your brain because you feel safe and comfortable around people. And you're right, sometimes I've been in situations where like I'll bring up what you just said, like psychology or like consciousness, and I can feel people being like, prove it, or like, where are the statistics, or like, and I get really like, oh god, like, I don't have to prove this to you. I just wanted to talk about it. So yeah, having like-minded people who are curious about that sort of thing and like how this is all linked and like how are you like connecting to those tarot cards and like,
yeah, and like just people who are really open as well, because like there are so many people out there who are just so closed to even exploring the idea of anything like, you know, a collective conscious or like things like that. And it's like it's hard to talk to people when they're just completely like, nah, that's just like woo woo rubbish, and I'm not listening to that or anything. It's like difficult to be in that kind of environment. So it's nice when you can just find people who are like, yeah, like I'm really open to like seeing like what, you know, what this could be all about and like what we haven't discovered yet. And like there's so much more for us to learn anyway. Like there's so many discoveries that are going to come out that, you know, it's kind of is probably going to start, these kind of things will start to make quite a lot of sense about how they do work.
Yeah.
It just fascinate me. But even like with Reiki, it's like, you know, it is incredible. Like, I've experienced having Reiki done to me and then giving Reiki to my partner, and it's just like, wow, like it's,
oh my gosh. Yeah, it gives me shivers, and I'm like, I can't believe that this is like happening, and how much of a shift and sometimes I can't find the words, and I would rather someone do a session and then you talk about it afterwards.
Yeah,
because it is really hard to explain what is going on.
It is like, and it's, but that's why, that's the beauty then of meeting people who are open and kind of curious.
Yeah,
because then, you know, as more and more people kind of go, oh okay, go on then, let's have a go, or let me kind of see what this experience is like, and then it's like, you know, they then have an experience like, okay, wow, I really want to talk about it, I want to do this more, I want to like find out more about it. It just kind of helps that community to grow and people to then feel a little bit more open about just saying, you know, I'm into this, like, because that's what I mean, I think it's like breaking down those barriers, isn't it? Because, which I think is happening, I think more and more people are becoming interested in a lot of these different practices and you know,
I agree with
astrology is definitely like people are getting really into astrology, and like, you know, with things like Saturn Return podcasts and stuff, like there's definitely more of an interest in, like, you know, in human design and all of those things. So it is a really exciting time to, you know, especially if you're someone who is like, you know, practicing something that's in that kind of bracket, it's really exciting to like know that there's more interest and people are becoming more and more open to the benefits of it. And like, I mean, it can really change people's lives, like some of these things, like incredible, like the healing that they bring to people.
So. Oh my god, you're so well said. I completely agree with you, and I think things find you when you're sort of ready to receive them, and maybe you would have like not been interested in a Reiki session 2 or 3 years ago, but you know, maybe you've tried other things and they haven't really worked, and you're like, do you know what, yeah, maybe I am a bit more open to this.
Yeah
And you're right, it's like there's been so much more interest in astrology and in human design, and I just think you just want to shout to everyone and be like, you will get so much clarity and like hope and like connection to yourself again. It's like coming home to yourself.
Yes.
But yeah,
I think that's what really like made it kind of something that I was never going to turn away from once I found it was,
yeah,
it really brought me through such a dark time where I could have completely just, I could have gone off on a completely different route, I think, if I had found tarot and started to connect. Like I had what I would say it was like a spiritual awakening from this sort of dark night of the soul that I went through. And God, like, I mean, that's like, you know, that's only, it's 3 years ago this week that I had my nervous breakdown because it was around Patrick's Day. Yeah. And I'm now living a completely different life that's just unreal. Like, you know, literally, I would say manifested like all of my dreams.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it honestly, it's insane.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I think it's as well because I've been on this incredible magical journey. Like 3 years ago when I was literally on the floor of my bedroom howling, I never could have imagined that, you know, nearly 3 years later that same week I'd be like chatting to you in my house that I live in the middle of the nowhere in like the Irish countryside with my amazing man and like all my children, my two children, my three stepchildren, and like have this like incredible life that I just couldn't have thought was possible. But it's like finding all of this and like being on that path, it's like I started to open up and more to like attracting more and more positive things to start happening because it's like I don't know, it's really hard to explain it, but I really want to find a way to explain it so that I can help other people who may find themselves in a situation where they just feel like all hope has gone and it's like hasn't, like it really hasn't. And a lot of these practices do bring you back to yourself and you find that light again that's it, they're always there inside yourself.
Oh my God,
you start to like ignite it again. But it's like, you know, you think I think I'd gone for years where that was just such a dim little light that I didn't even know it was there, and then it was like I had to completely fall apart and go through what I went through for it to like be ignited again. Now it's like burning so bright that it's like, yeah, just want to like help other people find that.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that, because I think someone who might be listening to this who is having their rock bottom, is crying on the floor, hearing other people, it's like you just need someone else to go, me too, or like I've been through this, and like look where you are now, like you're literally living your dream life through that kind of the death of one chapter and the rebirth into the next.
Yeah, 100%.
And just knowing like you can, it's so hard to see it when you're on that, you know, on the bedroom floor crying, knowing that like this is your old life has been pulled away from you because something even better is trying to get through to you. And it, and yeah, I just think hearing stories like yours is so helpful for people who just feel scared and just like, what is the point?
Like it's, I suppose it's actually kind of, it's when you think of the tarot, it's the tower. Like I had a tower.
Yes.
Like basically that life I was living just had to completely crumble. It just had to be rebuilt in a much better way. And like, you know, it's been built in a much, in a way that I never imagined. Like it's so much better. Even like my relationship with my ex-husband is so much better, like for it. And like, I think my children are definitely going to have a much better experience and life because of it. And it's just like everything is, yeah, it's like it's like it, that had to happen, that kind of chaos had to happen for this new, like for this creation to come out and rise out of the ashes and like be much better organized and a much better way of living, just, you know, in all aspects. It just, and it, but it is, it's the tarot and like the spiritual practices I started to adopt really helped me get through that period, but also like helped me, supported me to get to kind of start building up what I'm now living. So yeah, I want to be able to help other people who are in that situation.
Well, she's an amazing woman. I just want to thank Laura for being so vulnerable and helpful and honest and amazing, and I hope you all enjoyed it, and I'll see you next week. Bye.